BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Dad, what are you doing?
Here. You got some painkillers for your headache.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm coming down with something. I feel awful.
That's not what's happening, is it?
It is. My head's thumping. No, I haven't had a drink. I've got a lot on my mind.
No, you and me both.
You really don't have to watch over me. I'm fine. Like I said, I'm sorry I messed up in front of Miranda.
We're not beginners at this, Alice.
Well, that's why I came home yesterday, so you can make up with her and carry on as normal with me out the picture.
No, you bolted yesterday, just after you told us about Harry.
Oh.
Oh, how you could have been so stupid. It kept me up all night.
Look, why? This is my problem. I'm the one going through it.
Alice, you're my daughter. You know and I know this is one problem that affects everyone when it's happening to you. And Miranda and I have got nothing to make up for. If you think my problem with this situation is Miranda seeing you in a state...
Oh, I wasn't in a
it's
state.
It's not.
Look, this isn't helping my headache.
Well, neither's lying. You're not coming down with something. It's the middle of the afternoon. And you're still in your pyjamas sitting on the stairs.
So what? I'm in my own house.
Well, so you're going to sleep all day, are you? Simply avoid all
oh,
contact
it's
with
not
people.
Like it's the first time I've ever been drunk. And you are embarrassed.
Alice.
Whether you admit it or not. Anyway, no one else saw, so...
Oh, except Lillian. When we were trying to get you out of the pub before you made a spectacle of yourself.
Right, and it'll be out now, spreading through the village.
Well, Lillian wouldn't do that. That will eventually get out, yeah. Well, clearly it wasn't the first drink you had recently. Jacob can testify to that.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Then he'd said something.
Look, how many times, Dad? It's not Jacob's fault.
No, it's that blasted Harry. Rue the day you met that man.
Well, you liked him well enough when I was with
what?
Him.
What? Well, when he was concealing his addiction. Yes, I did. But I don't care about him. Or about Jacob.
Oh, don't answer
I
it.
Care about you. Oh, Chris, come in.
Dad.
All right, Brian. All right, Alice. Everything okay?
Actually, Chris, look, it's not a good time.
Oh?
What are you doing here?
I thought you were picking up Martha today.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, I completely forgot.
It's fine. She's with Mum.
I'm sorry.
Is everything all right?
No, not exactly.
Is she feeling okay?
No, she's not.
Look, I'm right here.
Then tell him.
What?
Go on. He should know.
Dad. Can't believe you're doing this.
Hey, it's okay. What should I know? Hey? You're not... Alice, you haven't been drinking.
Yes. I think you should tell him everything.
Look, why don't you?
Alice. Brian?
Oh, come on, Chris, sit down. I'll fill you in.
Of course, it's actually May Day tomorrow, but I'm so glad Lower Loxley had the Maypole dancing event this afternoon.
Have these beers gone up again?
I'm afraid so. But those biscuits are on offer.
I don't need biscuits. I need drinks for a party.
You're not too tired after all the dancing with Poppy?
Nah, I was only there with her because Dad made me take her. He's working all day.
Oh, that's so lovely of you, though, big brother. Oh, that fruit cider's on offer. It's a really good price now. It's the cheapest.
Now there's a sales pitch. Maybe I can get some beers and put it on my Nana's tab.
Nice try.
What?
Susan doesn't have a tab for her grandson's beers. If you want something cheap, it'll have to be the fruit cider.
I'm going to look like a right saddo turning up to a party with bottles of fruit cider.
Someone might like it. You don't have to drink it.
Fair point. Well made. Fruit cider it is.
Hi, Alistair.
All right, George.
All right. Can I get a discount?
The cider's already on offer, cheeky.
Fine. Here you go.
Enjoy your party.
Thanks.
You're my last customer of the day, Alistair.
Oh, was lucky I got in then.
I just changed the sign on the door. But don't worry, I won't lock you in.
What's embarrassing is you treating me like a teenager.
Well, only when you act like one.
Brian.
This is my house and Chris is my ex-husband. If I need to tell him something, I will. I will.
Your dad was just trying to help, that's all.
No, it's not all. How dare you think you can tell him everything while I'm not even in the room?
You're the one that stormed off upstairs. What was I supposed to do? Leave Chris wondering why you're still in your pyjamas at 6 o'clock in the evening and forgotten about picking up your daughter.
Where are you going, Alice?
Do not bring her into this.
Well, she is in this, right at the centre of it.
No, look, Alice, I never... As long as you're sober, I mean... No one is going to try and stop you seeing Martha.
See? See what you've done now.
He said he wouldn't stop you.
But he's talking about me seeing or not seeing Martha, and that's the one thing I did not want to be up for discussion.
Well, Alice, I'm not sure you realise what's happening here.
No, of course I do. And God forbid I don't, there'll be all of you to remind me, including him and Auntie Lillian now.
That's not true. I'm sorry, Chris, but I thought you ought to know.
It's fine, Brian. Alice, I won't say anything to anyone, you know that. I'm glad I know. I
want to
know.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to. Now, Susan will know, and Neil, where will it stop?
Well, they won't tell anyone. They care.
They do, Alice.
You know, Mum would never have humiliated me like this.
Humiliated? We're trying to support you.
Oh, it doesn't feel like it.
Look, guys.
And as for your mother, well, if she could see you now, she'd be so ashamed of you.
Brian.
No, don't. He's right. She would be ashamed. I'm ashamed.
Wait, Alice, no... Brian, I know how hard this must be, but really...
Yeah, I know. Damn it. The words just slipped out.
What are you up to tonight, then?
After my maypole dancing efforts, I'm up for a quiet night in.
Alistair.
What? I'm no spring chicken, Joy.
You're not over the hill yet, either. It was fun, though, wasn't it? The dancing.
It was.
Denise and Paul had a whale of a time by the looks of it.
They did.
And Denise said she's out with her friends tonight.
Did she?
Yeah. Bought a very nice bottle of sparkling wine and all. The most expensive we have.
Wow. Someone's in for a treat.
Bag?
Please.
I'm going to see Angelic's sister tonight.
Mm, that's nice. I wasn't aware you had siblings.
No, they're a new age folk rock band.
Ah.
You should come. I've got a spare ticket on account of Mick not liking that sort of thing, which I didn't know at the time of booking.
Oh, shame.
I asked Denise only she's out, like I said.
I'm afraid I'm too tired for any entertainment tonight, Joy, but thanks for the offer.
Are you sure? That'll be £7.52, please.
Honestly, it's been a long week and I've been saving tonight for some me time.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, we're closed.
Well, just be a second.
Sorry, Alice. Jim's a stickler for timings.
Well, Alice is in here.
Actually, I'm just about
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but I just put the close sign up just after he came in.
Well, I just need a couple of things, honestly.
Well, if you're quick. You got everything, Alistair?
Yep. And thanks again for the offer.
Oh, no problem.
See? I said it'd be quick.
Ooh, snacks in front of the telly. Someone else having a night in.
And a bottle of vodka, please.
I'd better get off. You're well, Alice?
Yeah, thanks. That's a bottle of vodka, please, Joy.
Right.
No, the big one, please.
Alice?
I have friends coming over. They can't not drink because of me.
I've got a spare ticket to a concert for tonight, if you fancy it.
Yeah, I'm not sure we have the same taste in music, Joy.
But I haven't said who it is yet.
Could you please put the vodka through? I'm in a rush.
Of course.
Card, please.
Alice, your snacks and... Oh, dear. I shouldn't have sold her that.
She's an adult, Joy. We couldn't have stopped her.
I should have said something, but I didn't know what.
Me neither. I hope she's okay.
Nah, man, it was rank. Seriously. I'm heading home. Oh, listen, mate, I gotta go, yeah? See you next week. Auntie Alice?
Oh.
Alice?
Shh.
Dear out there. So that one's been partying by herself, isn't she? Auntie Alice?
Oh, stop.
Oh. Whoa! You necked a whole bottle. That's hardcore.
Oh, I feel sick. Oh.
Dad, when you get this, I'm heading back from the party. It was rubbish, but I might be a bit longer. Don't put the bolt lock on, yeah? Alice is passed out in her car. She can barely open her eyes, let alone drive. So I better get her home. And don't worry, I've only had a cider. Right, laters. It's okay. We're going to get you home, Alice. But you're going to have to move over to the passenger side.
No.
Alice! Come on, help me out, Alice. Oh. What, that's it. Just get your legs over there. Yep. Oh. Yep. Oh. Oh. Right, seatbelt. Oh. Okay, keys. Where are the keys?
Oh.
Hey. Oh. Where the heck are the keys? Ah, glove box. Why'd you put the keys in there? Now, this is a nifty little motor you've got here. Right, let's get you home.
Stop.
What? We're nearly home, don't worry. Here, maybe I could borrow your car sometimes. You know, as a thank you for getting you back tonight.
Oh, I feel sick.
No, you don't want to be sick inside the car. It's not far now.
Oh, I feel sick.
Alice, leave the door alone. We're nearly at the bridge and then you can get out to... Hey, stop! You can't get over moving. Alice! No, Alice! Oh, God! No. Oh, God. No.